Well, the one that was the most dramatic for me was the Stop the 70 tour, because my constituency in the Borders is a very rugby playing area, one of the few parts of the country like South Wales, which is where rugby is a local sport, not just a thing for public schoolboys. And the Springboks were going to have their Scottish match in my constituency, which of course put tremendous strain on me because I was president of the anti-apartheid movement. Here were the Springboks, whose tour I'd objected to coming to my own constituency. So we decided to hold a public meeting the week before the match to explain to people why, this match was wrong, etc., etc. I invited a very well-known Scottish churchman, George MacLeod, to speak, and Min Campbell, who had just been an Olympic hero, having been in the Olympic Games. He wasn't an MP at that time. And we had this great public meeting, and public meetings in the Borders are usually extremely well attended. Election meetings get, several hundred people. It was very thinly attended, which was an indication to me that we were not winning the argument. And then on the Saturday of the match, we printed 5,000 leaflets and we stood outside handing out leaflets to people explaining why we were not attending the match and why the match was wrong. And it was very, very difficult because I saw lots of people who were my supporters, walking into the match. And the day was further complicated by the fact that there was a sort of an activist group from Glasgow came down and they were shouting insults at people, and then they went marching around into the town, creating chaos. And of course, I was identified with them, it was nothing to do with me, but it was very unpopular in my constituency. And at the following, that was in January, the election took place in June, and my majority fell to 550 after three recounts. And I'd held the seat comfortably, it went way down. I nearly lost it over that. And the Conservative Party put out a last-minute leaflet, which was, I thought, quite brilliant. They just had a rugby post with the ball going over it, and the slogan underneath was "Convert to Conservatism." And it was a reminder on the eve of the poll about this thing that had happened 6 months before. So that was the most difficult time that I had in all my involvement with the anti-apartheid movement. The rest of the thing was not difficult at all. I mean, I was enjoying the job, but that was tough.